ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 5, Lord Rishabhadev's teaching. This morning, text number 9, continuing on the theme of Hridaya Granthi. Yada
Mano
Hridaya
Granthir
Asya Karmanu Badho Vridha Ashlate hata
Ashlate hata
Tada
Janaha
Samparivartate
Samparivartate
Asmat
Mukta
Mukta
Param
Yati
Yati
Atihaya
Atihaya
Ketum
Ketum
Yada Mano Hridaya Granthir Asya Karman, karmanubadho riddha ashlateta
karmanubadho riddha ashlateta
tadajanasam parivartate smad
tadajanasam parivartate smad
mutapuram jat yati haya hitum
mutapuram jat yati haya hitum
Yada mano hridaya granthir asya
karma
anubandho riddha ashlateha tada janasam parivartate sma mukta puram jat yat tihaya hitum yada mano hridaya granthir asya karmanu bhadho dridha ashlateha
tada
janasam parivartate Tate smad Mukta puram jat yatihaya hetum
Mukta puram jat yatihaya hetum
Yada mano hridaya granthir asya
Yeah.
karmanubhado jiddha ashvateta tadajana sampari vartati smad bhuta paramya vyatihaya hitum yada
when
manaha the mind Hridaya Granthihi, the knot in the heart,
asya
of this person,
karma anubadha,
bound by the results of his past deeds,
Dirdaha,
very strong.
Ashvateta
becomes slackened.
Tada,
at that time, Janaha,
the conditioned soul.
Samparivartate
turns away.
Asmat
from this
attachment for sex life.
Muktaha,
liberated.
Puram,
to the transcendental world.
Yati,
goes.
Atihaya,
giving up.
Hetum,
the original cause. Translation. When the strong knot in the heart of a person implicated in material life, due to the results of past action, is slackened, one turns away from his attachment to home, wife, and children. In this way, one gives up the basic principle of illusion, I and mine, and becomes liberated. Thus, one goes to the transcendental world. Srila Prabhupada's purport. When by associating with sadhus, and engaging in devotional service, one is gradually freed from the material conception due to knowledge, practice, and attachment. The knot of attachment in the heart is slackened. Thus one gets free from conditional life and becomes eligible to return home back to Godhead. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Kinamani Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Pacharane Nivisesa Sunnivari Pachacha De Satarane Om Angyana Timuranda Sugananjana Salakaya Chaksur Unmiritam Jainam Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Kanskal Patru Dishtakrita Sindhu Gurucha Kitanam Bhavane Vyo Vaishnave Vyo Namo Namaha So now, there's this knot, Hridaya Granthi, here called Mano Hridaya Granthi. And of a false ego, of material attachment. So it becomes slackened. The symptom of it becoming slackened, one turns away from these investments in these temporary things for happiness, and one gives up the hetu, the cause of this attachment, the basic principle of illusion, this misconception of I and mine. That's Hridaya Granthi. Just later on, actually, I think just a few verses from now. Text 14 is coming up. Karma shayam hridaya granti bandham avidyaya syaditam apramataha anena yogena yatopadesham samyag vyapo hyo paradmeta yogat. So here, kamashayan and hridaya granthi bandham are the same thing. And so here's this word, karma ashaya. Ashaya means a deep desire. So karma ashaya, desire for fruitive activities in the world. So that is the same thing as hridaya granti, bandham, bondage owing to the knot in the heart. So that knot here is what ties together. False ego is the way that the soul actually becomes covered by the conception of the material body and the mind. Actually, in reality, there's no connection between the spirit soul and the material energy. They are not connected. But because of a desire to enjoy independently with Krishna, the soul becomes covered by the illusory potency and thus thinks that he's like this body and mind, and thus undergoes the tribulations of material existence. But Prabhupada described this suffering as not real, using the example of a person in a dream having a nightmare. So in the dream, there's a creation of a dream body. And in the nightmare, he's being chased by and seized by a tiger in the jungle at night. And so he's terrified and screams and wakes up and he's safe in bed. So the dangers were illusory. Now in a way, one way he was suffering, because he had identified with the dream body, and then in that way had accepted all these ideas that this was happening. But actually he was never in danger at all. He was never really in any, he was always safe. So this is how the world looks. Just like if you're a parent and you see your child is having a nightmare. On the one hand, you know, you don't want to see your child distressed. On the other hand, you know he's safe. But you wake the child up, that's all. So similarly, to a liberated person, or to Krishna, all the suffering in the material world, you see that actually everyone is safe. No one is really in danger. No one is being harmed. But you see these people are fitfully tossing and turning in their sleep of illusion. So you wake them up. You try to wake them up anyway. And then people say, oh, everything is okay. I was always all right. I was never in danger. The whole thing is just gone. It's disappeared. So this is how we become implicated by this. But actually, we are not. We're not. The word hridaya granti shows up. I've got a couple of places here. I thought, knowledge resource here, computer. Early on in Bhagavatam, this is second canto, Divinity and Divine Service, text 21. Vidyate hridaya grantis chidyante sarva samshaya kshiyante chasya karmani trista evat manishvare. So when one comes to this point of seeing the Lord as the master, then vidyate hridaya grantis, the knot in the heart is cut or pierced. Sarva shamsaya kshiyante. Kshiyante means achidyante sarva shamsaya. And all samshaya, doubts or misgivings, are cut to pieces. Kshiyante chasya karmani. And all the chain of karma is terminated. For these three things happen. The knot in the heart is removed or cut through. All doubts are destroyed, and all karma comes to an end. So this is the Sridaya Granthis is mentioned here. One understands who God is and who I am, and these three things happen. Because this is the end of that sequence which describes the process of devotional service. The word granti shows up earlier. There it's called karma granti in text 15, second chapter. With sword in hand, intelligent men cut through the binding knots of reactionary work of karma by remembering the personality of Godhead. Therefore, who will not pay attention to his messages? Shushusho shadadanasya vasudeva katha ruchihi shanmahat sevaya vipra punya tirtan sevanata. O twice born sages, by serving those devotees who are completely freed from all vice. Notice the word here is mahat sevaya. Great service is done. By such service one gains affinity for hearing the messages of Vasudeva. And I think in today's text also this is the recommended process, huh? Prabhupada in the purport, when by associating with sadhus and engaging in devotional service. So here that by this mahat seva, then one starts to become freed. And then it says, Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead. We know these verses. Srinivata Svakatam Krishna Punya Sravana Kirtana Vidyantastori Abhadrani Vidinoti Suritsitam. Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who is the Paramatma in everyone's heart and the benefactor of the truthful devotee. That is the person who's not deceptive, who's honest in his endeavors. May succeed or fail, but is always honest, not duplicitous. That truthful devotee, the Lord, cleanses desire for material enjoyment from the heart. See, that's how it actually happens, is the Lord mucks it out. He cleans it, cleanses desire for material enjoyment. Because he is Hridi Antashta, he's situated in the heart, and he cleanses. Now here, what the desire for material enjoyment is just described as abhadrani, inauspicious things. The Prabhupada points out that this is what it really is, the desire for material enjoyment, which is the Hridaya Granti. Cleanses desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee who has developed the urge to hear his messages, which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted. So notice the power, the virtue of these messages, the power of this message is released when they're properly heard and chanted. And when that takes place, then the Lord acts. So Prabhupada says in the purport, The Lord is reciprocally responded to his devotees. When he sees that a devotee is completely sincere in getting admittance to the transcendental service of the Lord, that's the honesty. And has thus become eager to hear about him, because that's the test of sincerity. You're really, now you're eager to hear about Krishna. I say, yeah, I really want to go back to Godhead, but first, I want to hear. Other things. So one has to prove one's eagerness. Just as Prabhupada said once, where's the proof that you love Krishna? If you love Krishna, you'll follow his orders. So sometimes people get sentimental. They go, you know, I love Krishna. But where's the test? There's the test to show, you know. Then when the devotee's in that condition, the Lord acts from within the devotee in such a way that the devotee may easily go back to him. The Lord is more anxious to take us back into his kingdom than we can desire. Even if our desire becomes pretty intense, still the Lord wants us even more. And then Prabhupada says, most of us do not desire at all to go back to God. A little touch of realism. Only a very few men want to go back to Godhead, but anyone who desires to go back to Godhead, Sri Krishna helps in all respects. One cannot enter into the kingdom of God unless one is perfectly cleared of all sins. The material sins are products of our desires to lord it over the material nature. It is very difficult to get rid of such desires, as we all know. If anyone tries, you find that not so easy. Women and wealth are very difficult problems for the devotee making progress on the path back to Godhead. If you're in a women's body, you have to say men and wealth. Prabhupada said in one lecture, he said, when it talks about women like this, he says, for the man, woman is the woman, but for the woman, man is the woman. So he means the sex object, whatever it may be. that's what he's talking about. Many stalwarts in the devotional line fell victim to these allurements and thus retreated from the path of liberation. So there Prabhupada acknowledges it. I mean, this is, you know, first canto, second chapter. Then when in our movement people see big devotees have fallen down, all of a sudden, like, what is this, you know, how is this supposed to happen? Here Prabhupada said it right at the beginning. Many stalwarts in the devotional line fell victim to these allurements and thus retreated from the path of liberation. Doesn't mean they're lost forever, but they backed off. But when one is held by the Lord himself, the whole process becomes as easy as anything by the divine grace of the Lord. The real thing is to get the help of Krishna. Then Prabhupada says, to become restless in the contact of women and wealth is not at all astonishing, because every living being is associated with such things from remote time, practically immemorial, and it takes time to recover from this foreign nature. Notice he says foreign nature. You say it's natural, but it's the foreign nature. But if one is engaged in hearing the glories of the Lord, gradually he realizes his eternal position. By the grace of God, such a devotee gets sufficient strength to defend himself from the state of disturbances, and gradually all disturbing elements are eliminated from his mind. And then he goes on, Nasta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhakti Bhavati Naistaki. By regular attendance in classes on the Bhagavatam and by rendering of service to the pure devotee, all that is troublesome to the heart is almost completely destroyed, and loving service under the personality of Godhead, who is praised with transcendental song, is established as an irrevocable fact. So here, in the last verse, it talked about the inauspicious things, huh? Abhadrani, Vidyantasto, he Abhadrani Vidinopti, sitting in the heart, he destroys the Abhadrani, the inauspicious things, which Prabhupada says, desire to enjoy matter. So that's the same thing, that this desire to enjoy matter, Abhadrani, here he calls it all that is inauspicious. In other words, every anarthas, they are destroyed. Nasta prayeshu. Nasta means destroyed, and prayeshu means not totally, but almost completely. In the beginning, there's a stage. How are they destroyed? Nityam bhagavata sevaya. By nityam, the word nityam means eternal, but it also means anything that is done regularly every day is called also nityam. So that's why bhagavata sevaya, by the service of the bhagavata. And Prabhupada said this is two things. The masculine is the person, bhagavata, that is to say the devotee, and bhagavatam in the neuter is the book Bhagavatam. So both are, Bhagavata means in relationship to Bhagavan. So the book and the person, if they are served regularly. And they're, so these things are destroyed. And then, bhakti bhavati naishtiki. Bhakti, bhavati, comes into being, naishtiki, irrevocable. That, by the way, is the correct pronunciation of that word. Many people say irrevocable, but it doesn't really matter. But in some circles, if you better pronounce it the correct way, irrevocable means it does not go away. It cannot be revoked. It cannot be revoked. Naishtiki. This is related to the word derived from the word nishta. One is fixed or fixed up. So it's not the highest stage, but at a certain point, people do not fall down again, usually. It's still possible, it still happens, but once one is on this level, because then he goes on to say, as soon as irrevocable loving service is established in the heart, the effects of nature's modes of passion and ignorance, such as lust, desire, and hankering, disappear from the heart. Tada, thereupon, at that time, rajas tamo bhava, the condition of raja and tama, kama, loba, dayascheye, which is made of things like lust and loba, kama and loba, loba, greed and hankering. These things, cheta, eta, anavidam, then the mind is not disturbed by these things. And stittam, satte, prasidatam, and one becomes prasidatam, satisfied. Why? Stittam sattva, one is situated in goodness. So at first, the mode of goodness is there. And in the mode of goodness, actually, you're satisfied. When the mode of goodness starts to feel, you just feel happy for no reason whatsoever. Even there's lots of reasons not to be happy. It doesn't bother you. And then, thus established in the mode of goodness, the person whose mind has been enlivened by contact with devotional service of the Lord gains positive scientific knowledge of the personality of Godhead in the stage of liberation from all material association. Evam, thus, prasanna manaso, fully satisfied or enlivened in mind, he uses enlivened in mind, Bhagavad Bhakti Yogataha, by this Yogataha, contact of with the Bhagavat, the Lord, Bhagavad Bhakti, by devotional service to the Lord, one becomes connected with the Lord. And one, Bhagavat Tatta Vijnanam, this was his positive scientific knowledge. In other words, then you come into contact with God and it's just a fact. And in this way, Mukta Sangasya Jayate, he is effectively liberated from all material association. And then the verse, Vidyate Hridaya Grantis. Then one has understood who I am and who Krishna is, and the knot, this knot in the heart, is completely severed or untied, and all misgivings disappear, and all karma stops acting. And that's the process. And so we see here today, Rishabhadeva is saying basically the same thing. a little more detail here and there. If we go back a few texts, I think it's the second one in this chapter. How it begins with the association of devotees. Here's this Mahat Sevam Dwaram Ahur Vimuktes Tamo Dwaram Yositam Sangi Sangam. This says that the Dwara means the gateway. Ahur, they say. Bhagavatam says they say, it doesn't mean anybody, it means the authorities. The authorities say that Mahat Sevam, remember we saw the same phrase in the second chapter of the first canto, Mahat Sevam, the service of great devotees, is the gateway to Vimukti, of liberation, transcendence. And Tamodwaram, and then there's another gate. It's like these things these cartoons we used to see in Sunday school. You know, we even had an illustration of, you know, there's one door, one gate with a path that goes to liberation, and there's another one that goes to tamo, darkness. Tamo dwaram is yositam sangi sangam. Yositam literally means women, but again it means the sex objects. And sangi sangam, and the association. So is members of the opposite sex viewed as objects of enjoyment. Members of the opposite sex used as sexual enjoyment, or sangi sangam, or the association of those people who thus associate. The sex objects and other people who associate with sex objects. Both of these. So you may not be associating with pretty women in tight dresses and loose morals, but if you're associating with men who are associating with them, you're also the Tamodwaram. Because pretty soon you'll be doing the same thing as they are. So that's what Rishabhadev has said. So then after today's verse, he goes on right afterwards. When this knot is slackened. then one is able to go to the transcendental world because he's given up the cause of the bondage. And in the next verse, there's a whole group of them, he begins by saying, "Oh my sons, you should accept a highly elevated Paramahamsa, spiritually advanced spiritual master, and in this way you should place your faith and love in me, the Supreme Personality of Godhead." So he gives all kinds of advice, beginning with Hamshe Gurao, Bhakchanuritya, you should place your devotion by following a Hamsa. And then he gives all kinds of instructions in devotional service, becoming detached from sense gratification, be able to tolerate dualities and so on. This is what you should do. And in that way, karma shayan hridaya granti bandham, this knot in the heart, which is this urge for desire, enjoying in the material world, will be able to go away, be severed. Here another place, interesting place, this Karmashayam comes up, which I found very relevant here. Oops. He's had to get the verse up. Also, in the fourth canto, 22:39, Sunat Kumar says to Maharaj Prithu, he uses this word, kamashayan grantitam, yat para pankaja palasa. This is a beautiful verse, huh? Yat para pankaja palasa vilasa bhaktya karmashayan grantitam ugrantayanti santaha tadvanna riktamatayo yatayo viruddha shoto ganastamaranam vajya vasudevam. Prabhupada quotes that verse many times. Devotees always engaged in the service of the toes of the Lord's lotus feet, that pada pankaja palasha, can very easily become free from hard-knotted desires for fruitive activities. So here the word kamashayan, granditam. Because this is very difficult, the non-devotees, the gyanis and yogis, cannot stop the waves of sense gratification, although they try to do so. Certainly they work very hard at this, if they're transcendentalists, but they're yogis and gyanis. They cannot do it because it's just such a hard knot. Therefore, you are advised to engage in the devotional service of Krishna, the son of Vasudeva. Vajavasudeva, he says here. Prabhupada says, every living being within the material world has a strong desire to enjoy matter to his fullest satisfaction. For this purpose, the conditioned soul must accept one body after another, and thus his strongly fixed fruitive desires continue. One cannot stop the repetition of birth and death without being completely desireless. And of course, Rupa Goswami, Anya Vilasita Shunyam Jnana Karma Dhyanavitam. Unless one is completely freed of all material desires, which are caused by the dense darkness of ignorance, one cannot fully engage in the devotional service of the Lord. So we are aiming at full engagement. We always want to increase our service. Not only what we do with our time, but whatever we do it better, more intensely, more devotionally, with more complete absorption of mind. I mean, we all know this. You can chant Gayatri Mantra or do an arti in front of the deities. And if you're really in good consciousness, it's a profound and deeply moving experience of a relationship with Krishna. You can also do it on your bad days as something that's just you have to go through pretty much to satisfy orders. It depends on our concentration. We really, really have to, all one has to do is follow the orders of the spiritual master and perform the devotional service and then really pay attention to what we're doing. The philosophy, be here now, really applies in this case. The things that stop us from full engagement are material desires. Then Prabhupada said, therefore we should always offer our prayers to Lord Nrisimhadev, who killed Hiranyakashipu, the personification of material desires. So this is Prabhupada's commentary on this Nrisimha prayers of Prahlad in the fifth canto, Om Namo Bhagavate Narasimhaya. And then he prays, Namastejas Tejase Avirbhava. So first he offers his obeisances to the Lord Nrisimhadev, who calls him Tejas Tejase, the power of all powers. And then he's asking him, Avir, Avir Bhava, please be manifest. There's repetition here, because repetition is a sign of intense feeling. So, Tejas, Tejase, Avir, Avir Bhava. And then he addresses the Lord, Vajra Naka, Vajra Damshta, as having claws, nails, like Vajra means lightning bolts or diamonds, same word, very hard. So his claws are like that, and his damstra, his fangs. So his power is emphasized, and these instruments of destruction that lions have in their claws and teeth are mentioned. And then Karmashayan Randaya Randaya. Destroy, vanquish, destroy, destroy this Karmashayan. The word for word Prabhupada translates this word as demonic desires to be happy by material activities. Notice he calls it demonic. So even if I'm trying to be happy by material activities in a pious way, there's still some aversion to Krishna and therefore some demonic tendency. Because in the material world, Prabhupada says, everyone is more or less adverse to the service of Krishna. Those we call the demons are really averse, but even the enjoying demigods have some aversion, more or less adverse. So that desire to enjoy in the world, strong desire, is demonic desire. So randaya randaya, vanquish this. So karmashayan randaya randaya, tamo krasa krasa, and drive away ignorance. Om swaha, abhyam abhyam atmani bhujishta om kshaam. In this way, please, may you appear in my heart and grant me fearlessness, abhyam abhyam. fearlessness always means here freedom from the pangs of material existence. So you need this surgery. That's why Prabhupada says here, so he's commenting this when he says, one has to become free from all material desires. So how are we going to do that? Therefore, we should always offer our prayers to Lord Nrisingadev, who killed Hiranyakashipu, the personification of material desires. Any devotee aspiring to be free of material desires should offer his respectful prayers to Nrisingadev as Prahlad did in this verse. That's why I memorized it. Because that's the advice. Because we have to ask Nrisingadev to appear in our hearts and destroy our Hiranyakashipu-like material desires. So by this prayer. In the purport to the next verse, Prabhupada actually continues the purport to this verse. He says, we should pray to Lord Nrisingadev to sit in our hearts. That's the last verse, really. We should pray, Bahir Nrisingho Hridaye Nrisingha. Oh, now those are familiar prayers. We sometimes sleep walk through. What are we saying? We're saying, here's what Prabhupada says, Bahir Nrisingho Hridaye Nrisingha. Let Lord Nrisingadev sit in the core of my heart. So he's talking about this Hridaye Nrisingha. Because it's a statement that Nrisingha is Bahir, outside, and Nrisingha is in my heart. But when we sing that, we are singing, or should be singing, let Lord Nrisingadev sit in the core of my heart, killing all my bad propensities. Let my mind become clean, so that I may peacefully worship the Lord and bring peace to the entire world. Remember, Abhayam Abhayam Atmani Buddhistam Om Shram. And then Prahlad continues in the next verse, Swastyastu Vishvasya Kalapasikata. May the whole world become auspicious. So that's why Prabhupada says, and bring peace to the entire world. So that we have some really clear instructions that we have to follow the process of devotional service, and here he particularly recommends for this destruction of the knot, who's also Hiranyakashipu in the heart. So we should understand that also in the sixth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, we are instructed in the very early part that what the yoga process is about conquering the mind and controlling the mind. It's centered around the mind. So that mind, as long as that mind is filled with material desires, it's a Hiranyakashipu. So we have to control the mind. And we do that. Our own effort has to be to fix our attention on Krishna. And when we are trying, for example, to chant our japa and fix our attention on Krishna, and inattentiveness occurs, it means that somewhere there's some pull of material desires. Some force of gravity. We may not even be thinking of anything material, but somehow or other the mind goes away. And so that means there's some invisible gravitational force or power of these material desires. And so we in this way we should actually we understand we are devotees, we are not demons, but the mind that has material desires is demonic. And we have this alien entity in our minds. And so that's whom we should pray to the Lord to destroy. So this all fits together with the instructions we get in the first canto, second chapter, how to perform a devotional service so that these material desires go away. So this is a very important job. People are working very hard in the world to conquer whole countries, to rule whole hemispheres, but they cannot even think about conquering their own minds. That they are still ruled by material nature. So the part of material nature that we have to conquer over is our own material desires and our own minds. And that it is unconquerable. Just like Hiranyakashipu was unconquerable. And certainly a little boy, Prahlad Maharaj, could not hope to go against him. But because he took shelter of Nrisingadev, then Nrisingadev killed Hiranyakashipu like a cat kills a mouse. No big problem. So in the same way, the Lord will help us, but we simply have to really ask with some real desire to have this take place. Okay, any questions? Comments. Thank you very much, Srila Prabhupada. Ki jai.
Minister of the Brocade.